I'm Kurt Hitchcock, and this is Footsteps. Rachel is from the Congo, a very unstable and dangerous country in South Central Africa. What happened to her years ago in the village where she's from involved death and destruction. The experience was so traumatic, she cannot speak of it even today.
You hear that? So when I'm talking every day, every time, I'm not feeling good. I don't want to talk like I want to forget and just pray for my country. Because if I'm talking, it's not like I'm go back again. So I don't want to go back. I want to continue and pray. I think one day God can do something for my country.
What can be told is that in the chaos of trying to escape death, Rachel became separated from her husband and their three children. It would take what many consider a miracle for most of them to be reunited 6 years later in the United States. After Rachel left the Congo, she first fled to Nigeria. She was alone, and her heart ached, not knowing the whereabouts of her family, or even if they were alive. Every day was a struggle, but her faith kept her strong. Little did Rachel know that beyond the shadows of pain and suffering she was enduring, there were rays of light, wonders that she could not even imagine. The congregation of Keystone Church, located in Paradise, Pennsylvania, right outside of Lancaster, was preparing to sponsor their first refugee.
Keith Rohr, senior pastor here at Keystone Church.
Keith Rohr, Pastor Keith as he likes to be called, had a vision for helping those who want to immigrate to the United States for a long time. He was called from a successful career as a woodmaker when he was 36. Later than most people, began a life in ministry. After Pastor Keith completed his education, he made a commitment to do a mission trip. This led to several trips to Southeast Asia to assist with indigenous ministries. There he witnessed firsthand the plight of refugees. One particular experience left a deep impression on Pastor Keith. While in Vietnam, he was introduced to and befriended a former officer in the South Vietnamese Army who had been seeking to immigrate to the United States for 12 years. Pastor Keith thought his new friend met all the criteria for immigration and was merely caught up in a bureaucratic nightmare.
He had filed for, through the embassy in Bangkok, to try to get to the U.S., and there was a program, I understood, for former South Vietnamese military. He had just gotten notice that he was not eligible to come. And that was after the government looking at his situation for 12 years they had contemplated and concluded, no, you're not eligible, close the book on it. He had three children, wife and three children. I asked for his paperwork, and so while we were in Ho Chi Minh City, when I came back here, I contacted Representative Pitts' office in Lancaster and told him the situation. I said, is there anything we can do to have the government take another look at him? I'm like, I think I understand that he would fit the criteria. I'm sure, I don't know the ins and outs of bureaucracy, but they agreed to look into it. One thing led to another, and within several months, we didn't have an embassy, obviously, and we didn't have diplomatic relations with Vietnam at that point, but there was a charge of affairs, so there was an office in Ho Chi Minh City, and lo and behold, after I forget how many months of working, they got an appointment for him to meet with them. I can't believe this story yet. He wasn't in great health. And the day before he was to have that meeting, he passed away.
Although devastated on hearing the news of his friend's death, it kindled in him a burning desire to help immigrants who wished to come to the U.S. Rachel would be the first person Keystone would sponsor, fulfilling Pastor Keith and now his congregation's vision. Back in Nigeria, Rachel found work enough to support herself, and every day sought every possible way to find her family. She concluded staying in Africa would not be safe for her, and began the lengthy process to emigrate to the U.S. When she found out she would be coming to a city called Lancaster, Pennsylvania, she wanted to be happy, but had conflicting emotions.
First, I was sad because of my family, mm-hmm. and happy because I leave Africa. Mm-hmm. Even when we were in Nigeria, the same thing. Mm-hmm. Some people say you are not from Nigeria, you have to leave my country, or some people said many things, you are not safe.
Not knowing anyone, and her vision of America being largely shaped by what she saw on television, Rachel arrived at JFK Airport, feeling tired, lost, and very alone. But something amazing happened at JFK that gave her hope. On her way to customs, she met a man who knew a Congolese pastor in Lancaster.
Yeah. I was thinking because I don't have no family here in America, mm-hmm. no friend, and they speak English. Right. My English was a little bit, I think, refinos when I came. So I was a little bit sad. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, what I have to do? I thank God when we reached at New York, one of our friends told me, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Lancaster. Oh, I know one pastor. He's a Congolese.
As she departed JFK, Rachel knew she could find one fellow Congolese, Pastor John in Lancaster, and vowed to herself that she would contact him as soon as she could. Rachel didn't have to wait long to meet Pastor John, for he was at the airport in Lancaster to meet her, along with representatives of Church World Service and also members of her welcoming team from Keystone Church just a few short hours later.
So when I reached here in the airport in Lancaster, I meet my friend now from church, mm-hmm. and that pastor. I don't know that he's the man. Mm-hmm. And the man asked me, are you Congolese? I said, yes. Do you speak in Lingala? I said, yes. And I asked him, are you Pastor John? Mm-hmm. Jean Bruno? He said, yes. I was very happy. I found one person I can talk with. We can talk the same language.
Right.
I was very, very happy.
Rachel came from the airport to her new home, where she met other members of the welcoming team from Keystone Church, including Ruthie. It was the beginning of a deep and wonderful relationship. Ruthie reflects on her thoughts that first evening.
Well, we realized she was a strong woman, a woman of deep faith. And it was exciting. We were all excited about having her. We could only imagine how it would be to come somewhere where you didn't understand the language, to a different country. I think all of us felt, I don't know, it was just hard to leave. It was kind of hard to leave her that night, knowing she was all alone.
In the days, weeks, and months ahead, Ruthie helped Rachel learn what she needed to know about building a new life in America. But she also offered her so much more.
Oh, no. He's like my mother.
Oh, that's right.
He's like my mother. He take care of me for everything. So I don't know what to say.
Well, she's an amazing person.
Oh, amazing, amazing, amazing. She's amazing. I said, I found my mother. Every time when I need cried, when I have problem, when I call her, she's there.
Although Rachel's new life in America was better, she longed for her family. During this time, she maintained contact with some friends back in Africa, including a former pastor affiliated with the Red Cross. One day she received a phone call from her former pastor to news she had been longing to hear and for which she had been praying for almost 4 years.
I was really happy, and he told me, God is wonderful. I found your family.
Rachel was in contact with Church World Service immediately to start the process of reuniting with her family in Lancaster. The wheels of progress turned slowly, but Rachel knew there was work to be done before they arrived. With the help and support of Church World Service, Ruthie and other members of her team at Keystone Church, she was willing to make the extra effort to do what needed to be done, even if it meant getting out of her comfort zone. Ruthie talks about the conscious decision Rachel made about attending Keystone Church initially, even when attending the Congolese church would have been far easier.
She chose to come to our church, mm-hmm. and not go to the Congolese church because she wanted to learn English, and she felt that would be better. You know, she sat through probably many sermons that she could just pick out things. Right. But she got to the point where she understood.
Mm-hmm. And she kept coming back.
And she kept coming back, yeah.
After a year and a half, Gloria Ann, her daughter, was finally able to join Rachel. It had been 6 long years since she had seen her. They were separated when Gloria Ann was only 11, and now she was a budding young woman of 17, full of questions.
I was very, very happy.
That's good.
Mom, why did you leave us alone? I say, my daughter is a long story. Mm-hmm. One day, I'll tell you everything.
1 year after Gloria Ann came, Rachel's husband, Poppy, and her youngest son, Chadrach, arrived in Lancaster. It was easy to see that the apple of Rachel's eye is Chadrach.
He was very happy to meet me. He was very happy when he saw me, say, oh, my mom, I'm now with my mom. Let me take care of him. No, Chadrach didn't say anything, just he wanted eat because he likes to eat.
Okay.
I need cream, I need this. Because when he was in Africa, I said, Mom, when I come there, you have to buy ice cream every day for me. And when he came, said, where is ice cream? I said, it's in the fridge.
Although Rachel is happy and grateful to be reunited with Gloria Ann, Poppy, and Chadrach, there is still an empty place in her heart for her eldest son, Christian, in his 20s, who is trapped in the Congo. Rachel knows how dangerous day-to-day life is for her son, yet there is little she can do to help him. Our immigration laws, unfortunately, make it unlikely that he will be able to join his family for 7 years after the time Rachel becomes a U.S. citizen, something she is actively seeking. Ruthie has walked very closely with Rachel and her family. She's been there, along with many wonderful members of Keystone Church, but her relationship with Rachel and her family is very special, and it's had a dramatic impact on her life and her faith.
It's been very rewarding. I think for me to see her faith mm-hmm. and trust, even in the midst of all that, mm-hmm. suffering has really spoken to me. been amazing to see that. It's been a faith builder in my own life. It's just hard to imagine what she went through and then to hold on to that faith.
Rachel has faced enormous challenges and sorrows in her life. They continue, but she's never given up. And through faith, she knows that family and love is ultimately in life what really matters.
Oh, no. That's my family. Mm-hmm. They are everything for me. Mm-hmm. They show me love. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have love, you cannot say bad things for other people. Mm-hmm. You cannot, what can I say? The love have everything. Just love.